DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Tasteless Nudes. I am, I guess, the HR director, if HR...
And that's how we start the show.
HR stands for high knees and rectums. A little insider joke.
That goes along with the strip club we were talking about.
It's all about nudity today.
Well, you know, we should always remember the 5th of November.
Oh my gosh, it is the 5th of November.
Oh yeah, it is the 5th. Look at you, Jim.
Not a single meme about that did I see all day long. It's all been election memes.
Oh, we've sent them. You just were not on the receiving end.
Oh.
I know. I don't think any anarchy group would have me as a member. I don't think any like secret society.
You're an establishment stable.
Jim, the best secret society has you. It's called Not Another Podcast. No one knows about us.
It's true.
Hey, that could change. So
a podcast by Morlocks for Morlocks.
I've been putting I've been putting more shit on Facebook regularly, so.
You have been starting, I shouldn't say you have been starting. You do this thing on social media, Samantha, where you use the reason and the logic. That angers a lot of people, right? You throw facts and truths out there. It's gonna get some people, you know, kind of cheesed off. And when when you're doing these things, when you're saying these horribly accurate and factual and easily verifiable
wholly verifiably accurate.
Nightmarishly correct.
Yeah, I guess we should.
Conceivable way.
We should point out that once again, Samantha did piss off the internet in such a beautiful
my
way.
My specialty.
Some artists work in oils. Some work in acrylics. Samantha works
some work in truth
medium.
Not all heroes
wear Samantha
cakes.
You're not the only one. There is a friend of mine. Yeah, there's a friend of mine who is sort of a part of something we do, and that's all I'm going to say because I haven't asked her if I could talk about this, but
that is it. Like,
well,
you know,
I don't know if she wants to be associated with this program. So
fair enough.
But
she got that respectability.
She does. She posted a thing about voting and how every vote needs to count, and someone just lit into her about polls closing at a certain time and the counting being done. And she beautifully laid out why the vote was called in this certain state and even linked to an article that explained it. And the guy went off, clearly didn't read the article. So she explained it again in smaller words. And still, same thing. Didn't read the second article she posted. And she finally laid it out step by step. Why the count was called, or why the state was called for a certain candidate, and how it was determined, and how it's not even official until December when the Electoral College actually makes the vote, which I forgot about. So, and at the end of it, she finally went. And this is where I'm going to stop interacting with this because I've explained it three times and you don't get it. I hope that this research that I've posted for you helps and you take the time to read it because then you'll understand it better. but I'm no longer engaging in this conversation because I can't explain it any better than I already have.
Well, some people just don't.
And that's what you did the other day.
Yeah.
Except less nice.
I thought I was plenty nice.
You were, but there was... And maybe it's because when I read your stuff, I hear your voice and your tone.
Yeah, like you know me. Like, this guy doesn't know me.
Your tone well enough. And there was dripping sarcasm. Like I could catch it in a bowl underneath the car.
In a drip pan?
Yeah, it was, my drip pan was full after that.
Like a runoff pan, trough.
My drip pan is full of your sarcasm. Runoff trough.
It's tasty. It's sweet and bitter.
But I forgot about the college where the representatives can go and be like, yeah, I know how everybody in my state voted this way, but I really think that what they meant to do was the opposite of that. So
yeah.
I'm going to take all these votes, regardless of what the people said, and I'm going to do this because our system is so fucking shitty and broken.
Well, what's really crazy is that now there's a lot about politics and elections that I'm learning as well. But there are people who knew way less than I did, or who continue to know way less than I do. They don't know how the process works in any way. So they just believe what people tell them instead of researching it. Like I've posted articles on how election is, even on our Facebook. When I posted a little blurb, all right, guys, remember, it's normal to not know the results the night of, because it's physically impossible because Hawaii is in a different time zone. So the EST will have been the fourth by the time Hawaii's done. So not only is it physically impossible. Hi. Uh-huh. Sorry, my dog's here.
Well, can we just talk about the myriad of fake voter fraud stuff that's come out in the last couple of days. I saw a video earlier today. Yeah, those schmucks. I saw a video today. It was taken a cell phone. It was talking to a worker at I'm assuming a polling place, but I can't verify where this video came from. So I have no idea, but it was posted up as voter fraud. Here's what was in the video. There was a broken voting machine that they had locked because if they could get it working again, then they'd get it back up so people can use it. Otherwise it was locked so that to prevent any tampering, so they could get the votes that were in it to be counted later. Right next to it was a lockbox that was locked up as well, that they had set next to this machine so votes inside could be counted. And the lady was explaining that the reason that the machine was locked was so no one can use it, so they could either get it fixed or set it aside so votes that were in it could be counted later. Mm-hmm. And the video was posted up as voter fraud.
How?
No, it sounds like what they're doing is protecting the votes that are in those. So how is that voter fraud?
These poll workers, they have to be vetted and they go through training to be able to help with this. The poll counters have to get poll watchers. You have to sign up to be a poll watcher ahead of time. Now, every state has its different rules, but people are like, they won't let us. They won't let us poll watch. They won't let us watch the count. Well, guess what? Because you didn't sign up for it and you didn't go through the training to do this.
I can't just creepily hang out at a local polling place.
That's anonymously called stalking.
Well, there were stories about people hanging out at local polling places around here, and people that were pictures and and they refused to identify themselves, and so some people were like, you know, this guy needs to be, and people that were there that were feeling a certain way about it. Spoke to the police, who were also present. The police said he doesn't have to identify himself. It's a public place. He's not interfering specifically with anyone directly. So, I mean, I don't know. I feel kind of weird about having my picture taken by random.
There's not really a law against being creepy.
Well, there's finally something I can talk about.
I heard that.
Hit me with some questions, whatever you got.
So what's the distance you have to stay away from someone to be creepy and not creepy? Like, where's creepy distance?
Well,
where's the creepy line?
There is none. That's why it's creepy.
So is it just different types of creep? There's a close creep and your distant creep.
Well, yeah. I mean, there's many families. Many families of creep. There's the close talker.
Isn't it?
There's the nose breather.
But doesn't it cross into assault or potential assault if you get too close?
Well, you don't poke them. I mean, you shouldn't poke them. Because, I mean, that's the fastest way to anger up their blood. That's what it is.
What if you have bad breath? I mean, that's...
Their blood get... Well, they like that. That's kind of like... They're like mosquitoes. They get attracted to the smell, and they just come after you. Well, yeah, like, there's the close talker.
Creeper or the creeped out?
Both. I mean, traditionally. I met a couple of people with, you know, just through breath related incidents, but
this is a really good, hang on, Jim. This is a really good topic. Jim, let's describe the different types of creep.
All right. Well,
so you had the close talker.
Yeah. And those are folk that just don't understand that, you know, your ears do work and they can work from a distance. But some people are just, they're so intent about sharing their information with you, you know, important information, stuff like, you know, where the shovels are kept, right? Or how to tie a sheep shank. I mean, these are all important things people should know. So sometimes people get a little close when they talk. There's that kind of creep. There's the nose breather who their mouth is kind of perpetually open, you know, and sometimes it's sinuses. Right. Or sometimes, you know, there's a kid I used to shove turnips up in there all the time. And we had to like get a pair of pliers, pull them out. You know, it was a game we used to play around the school. But so there's that kind of creep. There's the creep. I don't know if y'all see these people, but their eyes are real close together. Right. There's nothing really creepy about them. They're usually very nice people, but their eyes are just a little too close. So, I mean, not specifically a family per se, but I keep an eye on them.
What about the starer?
The unblinker.
Yeah, the non-blinker.
Okay, so now we're getting to some of the Scandinavian families. Okay, I didn't realize you wanted to go international. So yeah, there's the lurking creep. This is definitely from, I would say, probably like Paraguay. But the lurker is just, he don't say much, he don't do much, he don't move much, but you're aware he's there. Right. He just kind of stands and he has a penetrating glare, not so much at your visage. No, more into the depths of your soul, the abyss where you keep your secrets and whatnot. He's there reading all the interesting fine print on your life. So there's that one. Let's see here. There's the tickler.
Jim, can I ask how would the layman go about identifying a creep?
Oh, well,
like, what are the telltale signs that someone is a creep?
Well, I mean, we're pretty obvious people, right? We're not of a subtle breed. You can kind of pick us out of a crowd because, you know, we're usually nearby, underfoot, some might say.
Also like a dog.
Well, yeah, a lot of things that creeps like to do is they like to keep tabs on the folks that are being creepy too. So they like to sniff you a little bit, maybe get a little bit of hair, you know, just something that they can track, you know, over land or water. You know, should you go aground?
That's terrifying.
So, well, that's the intent, darling. That's the intent.
What was your, what was your first experience as a creep, Jim?
Well, there was a carnival. That's usually where it starts, is at a carnival. Carnival and creepy, very close together. You know, if you're in the right circles, more of a square, really.
You do find a lot of creeps working at carnivals.
It's true. It's a breeding ground, right? It's like, we don't have social media because a lot of us aren't allowed within 50 yards of a place with a Wi-Fi signal. So, we have to find other ways of kind of connecting with today's youth. And we do so through rides and terror and poor food.
Sam, do you have a creep question? Or are you just creeped out?
A little bit of both. What is a creep's... What now, this might be different for different types of creeps.
Okay, yeah.
What is the creep looking for in the creepy? Like, is there a certain scent? Do they like certain eye colors or hair colors or shine?
Shine, you mean like
body shapes? King?
Like, well, like shiny can... hair or.
Oh. Well, yeah. I mean, again, you know,
or just glitter.
Different. Oh, well, that's like
craft herpes.
That's God's PCP right there is what we like to think of as glitter.
You say craft herpes?
Yeah, craft herpes. Because it gets everywhere.
That's never the name get rid of the of episode.
But the episode has nothing to do with crafts.
Well, funny you should say that. I just officiated a creep wedding at Elaine Bryant, which is ironic enough, like color swatches and whatnot. Getting some
like texture.
Oh, very much so. Yeah. Yeah,
tactile people, the creeps.
Yeah, there's one guy, Naked Carl. We can't keep clothes on the son of a bitch. And so anytime he come around like a social event, he got to just like run and rub. It's a run and rub is what we call it. And he just likes to run and rub himself on various textures and what. He's harmless, really. But he tries to try and keep away from the fire pit, mostly.
Jim, what's the farthest you've gone as a creep?
Oh, well, my lawyer
just
has
shy
advised
of getting
me.
Arrested.
My lawyer has advised me that's probably not a good question for me to answer at this point in time. You know, statute of limitations and all. I'm not sure what
can you use vague terms? Or perhaps you could tell us of a creep you know that maybe went too far. Where essentially what I'm asking is, where is the line a creeper will go up to before they know that it's jail time?
Before it's jail time. Well, and again, one person's jail is just another person's, you know, studio apartment. So, I mean, jail isn't the worst thing for a creep, right? That's just a captive audience. You know, a lot of people, you know, that's the worst part of prison. You know, it isn't the food or the treatment or the assaults and everything. It's just the creepy folk, really. You know, we're worse than most gangs when it comes to that. So just imagine being stuck in a small room where you can't leave, you know, and there's a guy that's just like, you smell nice. Was that fear? Just like all the time. Right. And so if you wanted me to be vague, I'll see if I can try that. There may or may not have been a particular creep who allegedly had a penchant, if you will, for soiled garments of a certain type. Right. Now, the odorous carniferations that this particular creep sought after so egregiously were some that came from a specific 24-hour fitness. Now, basically, what may or may not have happened was that there was a laundry service that this person may or may not have attempted to acquire employment through. So that they may or may not be able to acquire these articles, these garments, bring them home to an alleged domicile, and may or may not have attempted to make a broth with them. Allegedly.
You have fully disgusted Samantha.
I'm horrified.
It was more of a bisque than a soup, I should say. It was thick. I didn't need to use much cornstarch, which was good. A lot of robust people that 24-hour fitness. I mean, I've been told, allegedly.
Is there a creep Hall of Fame?
There is indeed.
Good
it's
question.
It's held, ironically enough, during Comic-Con. So a lot of crossover, if you will, the creeps and the Comic-Con folk. And furries, like there's like if you had a Sven diagram, and that's a diagram of my man Sven. He's really weird. He's really creepy. Yeah, he's all over the place.
Sven diagram.
It's basically what we do with Sven is we draw a circle around him, and we just try and see where it goes, and that's the diagram. Just filling for fucking time. Oh, just.
That was the best line. My friend Sven.
Oh my God.
I think I broke Sam. Sorry, Sam.
It's a good kind of broken.
It's a good kind of broken. That's going to be a new good name for the show. I'm just saying.
It's the title of my next album.
It's a good kind of broken. Super emo.
It's a good kind of broken.
mostly, you know.
We're going to follow it with the single Sven diagram.
It's a circle.
Right the after Sven right after our single craft herpes.
There you go.
See, now, I...
Oh, man.
Like, the night of the actual election, so if we could sort of steer this ship back towards, you know, content of actual weight or substance. The night of the actual election, I could not watch the TV at all and, like, was trying very, very hard not to. Because as soon as I would, like, my anxiety would just start revving up and revving up and revving up. And so, and I knew a lot of other people were that way, too. So I would just text people to see, you know, how they were doing and just kind of help as a group, kind of help us each get our minds off of, you know, the anxiety and stress that we were feeling.
It's funny. I didn't get a text.
I mean,
me James, either. You don't have to give a shit about any of us.
Okay. Robinson and Stark. It was a long goddamn day. I got a lot of people I got to get through. Okay. The C's alone, the creepies, like everyone's got a prefix creepy. Like I got maybe a third of the way through them. And then I'm just like, you know what? My laptop is out of juice and I got to leave the Starbucks. So, but yeah, I can't watch politics at all. My dad was the kind of person who didn't talk about politics, even to like me. I can't remember. It might have been like Reagan, like one of those elections. And I asked him who he was voting for. And he's just like, that's none of your business.
And yeah, that's like, very Midwestern, because yeah. I grew up with that, too, is you don't talk about politics. Like my mom still doesn't like. So I didn't learn that she did not vote for Trump, thank God, until last month.
Oh my God! So all this time you thought,
like, yeah. So she just let me assume because she doesn't tell you. So if someone goes, "Oh, you must have voted for Hillary," she goes, "Yeah," and then just goes about her day. "Oh, you must have voted for Trump," she's like, "Uh huh," and just goes about her day because it's no one's business. She's like, "I don't care. They're gonna think what they think," and I'm like, "Wow, that's confidence right yeah. there."
Your mom is fucking awesome.
My mom is wonderful. So I was like, huh, I thought she voted for Trump. And like I said, for the first time around, I get it. He was something different. I understand. But this time around,
yeah, I mean, something different. I mean, you're right.
At the base level, I understand why people went for him. I get it. But what we know of him now, and we still are at almost 50-50 across the country, is fucking sad. So
it's a really, yeah, thought, really tight race. And no, Samantha, I'm with you. Because when Trump first came out, like a lot of the stuff that he was saying, I was like, yeah, yeah, that makes sense. But then I remembered who he was.
Yeah, you know, sure as fuck didn't vote for
him. I was fully aware of who Donald Trump was when I was 12 years old. That is way too young to be aware of a scumbag. And everything since I was 12 years old till now, every time there's a Donald Trump story, it's just, it's scum. He is the worst human being. And for people to just disregard what kind of person he is. Look, take away all of the personal crap, you know, the cheating on his wives and the divorces and crap.
Yeah, like that.
And just take into account how he does his business.
Yeah.
This is not the kind of person we want running the country. This is a guy who cheats people out of money. This is a guy who says one thing and does another. Constantly. He is the worst kind of person. And look, we all know politicians lie.
Yeah. It's a fact of life.
But this guy is like the king of lies. He lies so much that he lies to himself and he believes it.
Yeah, and that's the thing is he's not even a political liar. He's pathological, psychologically damaged liar.
Yeah.
Like there's,
and everything he says is baseless.
Oh yeah.
There is no fact. There's not even a hint of a fact in it. Right now, as we're doing this episode, he's doing a live announcement. I don't know what it is because I have the sound down. I'm
not allowed to say because
saying, you know what, I concede.
Currently, the yeah, right, that whatever happened. I can't actually comment on it, as at the moment, the Trump presidential campaign is suing the state of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everybody in the state, we all had to meet this morning.
Okay. God, he's claiming.
What's he claiming?
He's talking about media polling. Okay. Basically what he's doing is he's setting up that whatever the results are not correct because I didn't win.
Well, he's been doing that for weeks, though, but now he's following through with his threats. And what's funny is that people are surprised that he's doing this.
Yeah.
And well, Jake there Tapper, is a reason. CNN has not called. CNN has not called Arizona. CNN, Associated Press, or New York Times, I believe, are the only two that have not called Arizona for Biden. Fox was the first or second one to do it. And he called them and was like, "Murr," and then they refused to change it. That's just all. Wait,
He called Fox News and called, sounded like Danny?
He did. Yep, exactly like that. Meh. I didn't lose Arizona. Meh. So
I am insulted for Danny.
Sorry, Danny, I love you. Miss you, buddy. So anyway, so he called and complained about that. But anyway, so
go ahead.
Should be. Oh, okay.
Is there an end to that sentence? I mean, you just led us down a path and just never mind.
Right now there's this James weird said delay. Something
and then I
sorry.
We have this weird delay, so Samantha hears my stuff like about 2 seconds after I say it. So there's a lot of pauses. Yeah. Your mom's a delay.
So
his mom is awesome.
See?
So but Jake Tapper was talking about that. He's like, "Well, this is a guy who sues and puts in a litigation even things he knows he's going to lose. He just wants to put you through the courts. He will take anything and everything to the court. He has. Mm. He's did it his whole professional life. And we shouldn't be surprised by this. When he doesn't get his way, he goes to the courts. And if he wins or loses, it doesn't matter because he tied you up in the courts."
Yeah. And even if he loses, he takes forever to make restitution.
Yeah. Or he just plain doesn't do it. And then they don't do anything about it.
So he's already dropped lawsuits in both Georgia and Michigan. Judges have already thrown those lawsuits out.
So PA's still there? PA's left.
So far as I know, PA still hasn't been called. Nevada hasn't been called. Georgia and North Carolina. So there's essentially 5 states right now that have not been called in some capacity. If Biden takes Nevada, which it's looking like he will, Biden wins the electoral vote.
Yeah.
Trump has to take Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, and Nevada to win.
Which I just don't honestly see happening.
I just don't want it
to
happen.
I hope not. Yeah. I'm just praying every minute of every day.
Well, from projections that I'm seeing, he will probably get Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Georgia. Probably get Alaska too.
Well, he's going to get Alaska. Like that's, but if he doesn't get, lock.
Yeah, if he doesn't get Nevada though, he's not going to have enough. This is a really close race, and that's what's amazed me about the whole thing. Like I didn't really expect, but I thought that it would be less close than it was.
It did too.
We're talking in some states like within just a couple thousand votes.
Mm-hmm.
And that was surprising to me. So, I mean, if this were any other two candidates, it would have been exciting to watch.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't for the life of me understand how anyone in America who loves this country can listen to this guy and see everything he's done wrong and still vote for the guy. Samantha, you put out this great thing that was like kind of like a portfolio of everything he's done wrong in the last 4 years. And I forgot how much, and I've been covering this guy his whole time in office.
Yeah.
And I've forgotten so much. And I was like, as I was reading through, I was like, oh yeah, that happened. And oh yeah, that. And it's because there's, I think so, because there's so much that people just can't retain it. So it's like, well, you know,
Well, what kills me?
He's not a good person.
He's not. And that's what it comes down to. I don't give a fuck about your political affiliation. He's a bad person and he's not a leader. Like, why do you want him there? I don't get it. I will never be able to wrap my mind around this ever because it makes zero sense. But what kills me is this huge list of failures, huge list of terrible things he's done, bad policy calls, horrible, you know, executive orders, just dumb fuck shit that he's done. And you still have half the country that voted for him. That's none of that were deal breakers. Like there not a single thing on that list made you stop and go, huh? Not one thing.
The reason is because it does not affect them directly.
Well, it does.
And because he's so good at spin.
I spent a weekend up with my friend and his circle of friends, like on this, like in this one group of guys he used to know from, you know, when he was a little kid or whatever. And I get up there and starts off, everything's great. We're having a good time. And then it's like that moment where you realize that you're like in a group of like staunch Republicans. And like the conversation starts coming up about politics and I'm sitting there. I'm just like, ah, boy. Okay. Well, I got my own car. And if I have to leave my tent, that's only like $40. That's not a big loss or whatever. But luckily, like when it came to me, they're just like, so what are your thoughts or whatever? And the one guy who was like talking about Trump and everything else, he's like, I know he is a fucking buffoon. I get it. But I only look out for my money and my guns. And that's it. And I'm sitting there. I'm just like, oh, God, I mean. And it's moments like this where I'm like,
well, at that point,
when the alien race comes to this planet to like just slaughter everyone, I will be holding up like Gatorade and stuff if they need it. If they're running around like, oh, I'm going to dehydrate, killing all these humans. I'm like, hey, over here, you know, got some like, you know, some granola bars where you keep.
No, dude, for me,
carbo load. Yeah.
For me, as soon as that guy said the only thing I look out for is my money and my guns, the first thing I would have said was, then you know that Trump is stealing from you, right? First of all, the fact that he's not paying his taxes is coming out of your pocket. Number one.
Well,
he essentially
said that this he's only voting for Trump essentially because he's the Republican guy. He is the Republican option. And
oh my God.
I said this much. I'm like, I understand team loyalty or something along those lines. I'm like, if I were a Republican and this guy was my representative, I would be fucking humiliated.
Yeah.
Every day.
He's not a Republican.
Yeah. We didn't talk much after that for the rest of the weekend.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this until recently, like a week or so ago. I saw a video with one of the founders of the Lincoln Project.
I watched a documentary with them.
It was interesting.
It was interesting
to hear them talk about how. So the Lincoln Project is essentially this group of Republicans that's trying to bring Republicans back to their heyday, essentially. Okay. Bring them back to what they should be.
They've recognized
that the current Republican Party is bullshit and they're more interested about lining their pockets than they are doing what's right by the people. But right now, they want to get rid of not just Trump, but Trumpism. Even if Trump left office today, Trumpism would be with us for the next 30 years.
There are still Nazis out there. There are still legitimate Nazis, you know, that are out in the world. Modern young people are still identifying as Nazis. We're still going to have Trumpists and Trumpism for a long time.
And the thing is the people who follow it have no idea that it's baseless. There's nothing there. So this guy,
it's their affiliation and the fear that even if they agreed with everything that whatever the Democratic or even third party had to say, the fear that they would lose their guns that's again, it's always like they're coming to get your gun. I heard these guys up in the fucking in the cabin in the woods talking about like, you know, oh, they're just coming to take your guns. And my Chris, who actually, you know, he much like myself, you know, has logic and reason in our heads. Chris is like, you know, you realize that that's never happened or even been proposed in any capacity and only been used as like a scare tactic.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
But that's
the first thing I would have said to your friend is tell me who said they were coming for your guns so I can verify.
One person did.
Because it's never been said.
Say we are coming for your guns.
One person said we want to take away all guns, and that was Beto O'Rourke.
That son of a bitch. And where you swore you'd never say his name on this fucking podcast. God damn it.
I don't think that's what he meant. I think he was just really excited. And in the moment, people like he garnered a lot of support. Like, I don't hate all of the things I don't dislike or disagree with a lot of the things he would bring forward. But he didn't say it like that. I can't remember his exact phrase, but I went, oh, buddy, no.
Yeah.
And just to clarify,
Jim's right. I mean, there's never been any real active
policy
thing to get this Second Amendment changed to where they take your guns. It's never been done. It's a scare tactic.
And the argument should always be like,
the only thing that's ever been said, I'm sorry, Jim, go ahead.
As the argument of it's fell apart. Go ahead. Sorry, James. Hopefully it'll come back.
The only argument that's ever been made, or the only thing that's ever been made, is trying to make gun restrictions a little bit tougher. Yeah. So people who should not have guns for their safety and the safety of others cannot get them easily.
We have talked and about any that in serious depth here.
Yeah,
on this show. Dude, like Bryce is a gun owner. I'm a gun owner.
Samantha, I don't own a gun because I don't trust myself with one. Danny doesn't own a gun. No, seriously, I don't trust myself with one. Travis, who's been on the show, he had a gun for a while, discovered he was bipolar and realized that having a gun is a danger to himself, so got rid of it. There are reasons that these proposals have been made.
Yeah, the arguments that I've gotten were like
they're never coming for most of
it's a slippery slope or
yeah, it's garbage. It's garbage.
It is, and the argument that I would kind of stonewall them with eventually is like, I understand you like thinking that it's the slippery slope, and if they start doing this, then like next thing you know, yada yada. I'm like, okay, first of all, you're dealing with total hypotheticals. A mm-hmm. B, your battle cry that you say is our like core, you know, objective is completely fraudulent, has been proven so many, many times. And thirdly, like, it's if you were a gun owner, you would want to be as like on the books as possible. You should, you know, if mm-hmm. something like, you know, a mass shooting happens, the first thing you shouldn't do is they're going to try and take away our guns. It should be this person shouldn't have had access to guns because of X, Y, and Z. And like I the person I was arguing with, you know, they were going on and on about, you know, their reasons for not even wanting even a little bit of laws to be put on the books. I said, so you're essentially saying that you're okay with somebody who has got a criminal background and known mental problems that they shouldn't be as easy to get a gun as anybody else in this country, just because you're afraid that by making those restrictions, somehow that's going to affect you and or the guns that you already fucking have. How many more do you goddamn fucking need? This isn't Call of Duty. It's not like you've got a backpack that disappears into, right? Yeah. Like, and if at a certain point, I feel like a license for a firearm should be the same as a license for a fucking car, because you can take a life just as easy. You should have to go in and reevaluate consistently, not just go in, watch a video in some back room at some gun shop. 20 minutes later, I got to wait a couple of days for the paperwork to get through, or it can slip me $50 or whatever you see in the fucking movies or whatever. But it's very easy to circumvent all that shit. But anyway, it all boiled down to the guns, and they're like, the economy is great. And I'm just like, I looked at the guy and I'm like,
it was Biden Obama's economy.
Yeah. Well, they said, no, he's saying now.
Yeah.
He's saying that the economy is good now. I'm like, shit is literally on fire and there's no plan or hope for a plan anywhere in the near future. Why?
Because
it might affect how he would look during his reelection is all he gives a fuck about. If you're a veteran, he has stolen from you and your charities. If you have a woman in your life that you care about, your mom, your daughter, your sister, your girlfriend, your whoever, he's shown zero respect for her or her body or her rights. If you are, you know, anyone that gives a shit about someone's ability to get the fucking health care that they need. Like, boil it down to as simple a brass tacks as you can. It all boils down to either you are able to look past this monument of garbage that he represents, because solely at the end of the day, he makes it okay for you to hate people that are not white. Yep. And he makes it okay for you to do whatever you want.
Can either one of you...
My 2 cents.
Because I don't know. I have been hearing a lot lately about how much Donald Trump has done for pro-lifers and anti-abortion groups.
Good people.
Has he? Like, have I missed some sort of policy or something? Has he changed abortion laws?
And he's been pro-choice his entire life until he got the R next to his name. Then he was like, pro-life. So, yeah.
So, yeah. So... So basically, it's just more rhetoric.
He did say he would only choose a new justice who would help overturn Roe v. Wade. And he got her.
And it's a woman. I mean.
Yeah, that's the sad part. She's the exact antithesis. She's the negative copy of RBG. And it's sad and it's pathetic. And it's, I saw this meme that said,
she was never even a judge.
Too bad that's not a requirement. So I saw this meme that said something like, if we want, if you want to put laws on people's bodies, then all men at the age of, then all men, I didn't say an age, but all men need to have, need to get snipped because that's reversible and less invasive than what we're doing to a woman. So, you know, just a law to put on your body. That's cool, right? That's your birth control. And I was like, cool. Yeah, you know, let's do it.
Here is how I feel about politicians politicizing women's bodies and their rights to choose. And that's,
well, remember, we're not humans. No,
I think abortion needs to stop being a political thing. Roe v. Wade happened. It's done.
It is precedent.
And even if they overturned it, too many states would uphold it.
For sure.
So forget it. It's done. You lost. A woman has the right to choose what to do with her body. And for all the male politicians out there, shut up. You have no clue what it's like. I have no clue what it's like, which is why I would never tell a woman what to do with her body.
Do you remember?
I know abortion is.
Go ahead.
I have a hard enough time asking a woman something to do with her body. Let alone telling her.
That's because you blush and you look like a little Japanese schoolgirl.
Yeah. Do you remember?
I've seen him. It's adorable.
Do you remember when Romney ran for president and the people he surrounded himself with?
I drank a lot that year. So
the guys who said that when a woman is raped, she can just shut down her body and not accept the sperm and not get pregnant.
Wow, you guys can
those were
that?
His medical experts. He had more than one person.
Is that real?
Yeah.
As a woman, Sam, is that real? Have you been, you can just
totally.
Shut it down.
I could just shut it down right now. Like, a woman is that much because biology doesn't exist.
Well, if actually, also, Sam, in your case, we do know. I was going to say, in your case, we know you have strong thighs, so you could shut it down.
Shut it down, but if it's already in there, you can't do it. My thighs have nothing to do with the ovaries, so, you know.
No, what about the like, teeth?
Tubes?
What about
as
the teeth?
Well, I was going to say, first of all, the sperm would look like the trash compactor scene from Star Wars with, like, her thighs being... But they don't get out in time. They just get squished and the doors come together or the walls come together. And no, I was thinking.
Oh, it's all sticky.
If we could somehow find a way to take footage from the movie Teeth and work it into, like, you know, due to fluoride in the water, women have developed defensive teeth in their vaginas.
Dude,
and make
it
seem like if you try to sexually assault a woman, she can become enraged to the point where she sprouts teeth a la like Wolverine and she can bite your dick off. That would make men be like,
you know this would be the greatest.
Yeah.
This would be the greatest anti-rape propaganda that could ever be done. Just start spreading that rumor. It would take a while to catch on, but I think we could do it.
We're going to need to lose.
You know, there's a lot of non-rapists out there just looking to start a family that would never be able to. No, there's teeth up in there.
We're going to need to have a couple guys lose a couple schlongs in order for it to be believable. Right. So we're going to have a couple guys have some kind of, you know, de-penising situations.
I volunteer the president.
Oh, no. I have a list. Trust me. And he's high up there where he belongs. You know, if there's one list, I would put him number one at. But no, in all sincerity, like the damage that has been done to the faith that this country has in the system. I mean, I was frustrated and disillusioned when Bush Jr. straight up stole Florida and the election from, you know, not Bob Dole, fucking
Al Gore.
I'm an android. Al Gore, thank you. I'm an android. That was the cue. That's all you needed. So like,
my brain couldn't get off of Ross Perot. So,
and even as a kid, much like
Jimmy, oh my God, that's the second time Ross Perot's been referenced today.
If we say it one more time, he'll appear and start talking about NAFTA. Can I finish? No. Can I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish?
No.
But
Stupid delay today.
No. Like I said, the damage that has been done, that, you know, they're like, oh, you got to vote, it matters. Like, no, it feels like it doesn't at all. If you go through the time and the effort and the research and you encourage everybody and everybody votes and you put it all in, you have like when I found out in school about what the Electoral College was, I'm like, so when was that like gotten rid of? Because that's clearly outdated, right? Like, we got rid of like the horse-drawn carriage when we got cars. Why the fuck are we still doing this shit? And it's like, well, because it suits certain groups, and so we keep it on the books. And so, but with this, like, it was proven he rigged the first fucking election. He was a criminal. He was guilty of that crime, or whatever, as close to it as possible. And still, nothing fucking happened. They made more of a deal about fucking anything, Clinton getting his dick sucked than about this.
More than anything, this president has proven more than anything that you can get away with crimes, admit it to the public, like commit a crime, admit it to the public, and get away with it. If you have enough money and power, you can get away with anything. Samantha.
Piggybacking off of what Jim was saying about like your vote, it feels like it doesn't matter. That's what they want. They want you to feel like your vote doesn't matter, so less people vote. I was actually pretty astonished at, so we had a record low in 2016 of voter turnout, like one of the lowest since the 80s. It was like the second or third lowest turnout ever, to shattering voter turnout this year. 75 to 80% of registered voters fucking voted this year. And I was really mind blown to find out that less than half of that on an every 4 year basis choose who our leaders are. Like 20, 30, 40% of registered voters choose our leaders. That blew my mind. You can't say that your vote doesn't count, because damn it, it does. And no, you need to vote.
But even if we all get together and we all vote and we all go one way, one fucking you know,
electoral college bullshit
can stand there and be like, well, yeah, but I took this dump truck full of cash, so I got to give it to so and so. Which was it? It might have been one of the Obama elections where a state straight up just a couple of states went against what they're fucking what the people voted for.
And that's the thing. So, if the more of us that vote and vote in your small elections, that's something I definitely learned the last 4 years. Vote in your local and off cycle elections. Vote in every election because change starts at the bottom and it starts small and it'll start snowballing to the top. So every vote matters because there's no electoral college when you're voting for your judges, for your commissioners, for your governors. That's only for the presidency. And the president is not the most important person. That's what I learned.
I had an interesting discussion today about how, because it's primarily because of the electoral college that a lot of people feel like their vote doesn't count. The way the electoral college works, as I understand it, is it kind of spreads out the vote to give states that have smaller populations more of a say. So you could be voting in, say, California, but your vote ends up counting for Montana.
Well,
it's a really weird system. So basically, though, what it comes down to is two things. Here in Oregon, we have a really, really good mail-in ballot system. And it's something that's been developed over time. And it was rolled out slowly so they could work out the kinks and roll out a little bit more, work out the kinks and roll out to the point where by the time the actual election comes around, they already have a really good idea of how the vote's going to go.
Yeah. Because and that's why they can call a state with nothing counted.
Yeah. So I believe both California and Washington have similar. So essentially, if we could get this mail-in ballot thing worked out across the country, it makes voting easier. So people who can't get to the polls for whatever reason, or just don't want to, don't have an excuse because it's right there in your mailbox. So all you got to do is go through, check it off, and mail it back.
Something I'm That's surprised.
It. So that, you do that.
Something that I'm surprised that Portland didn't jump on was having polling centers or poll drop-off spots at strip clubs. Because you think about it, poll workers, poll dancers, you know.
Did you see the ad for the voting from the strippers?
No.
Oh my gosh, let me see if I can find it. I'll send it to our group chat and I'll post it in Facebook.
You know, I missed that a lot about Portland. When we were up at the cabin.
Politically active strippers.
Hey, I did a bit for Marconi called the stripper poll. I would often get their reactions and opinions on things. Well, I mean, it was just dead weight and me stuff. Just like ogling over like naked women in the champagne room. While I'm being like ladled whiskey into my open maw, but yeah,
there's nothing hotter than a naked woman telling you her views on the political climate.
So how I feel about gerrymandering.
Yes, Destiny, I've heard everything you've said. Here's a dollar.
It's called the get your booty to the poll initiative. This is it. Okay.
Get your booty to the poll.
But the other thing we talked about is just eliminating the Electoral College and having the vote based purely on what the country wants. Not what the states want, but what the country wants. Because exactly. I think, especially in this day and age, it's having states call the votes for the Electoral College. It doesn't serve the country. This is the United States. And I think a lot of people are feeling, especially like, in a state as divided as Oregon, because Oregon is, they call it a blue state, but if you go to the eastern half of the state, it is so the opposite of blue. So in states like Oregon, elections like this don't really accurately reflect what the states want or what the people in the states want. So I honestly believe that they should get rid of the Electoral College and just base presidential on the popular vote.
Well, here's the thing. The Electoral College made sense when you couldn't have as many polling places, right? When you had rural areas that really couldn't come in, they didn't bus people in. So it made sense to appoint at other at that time. But now with technology, with more people volunteering, with more population, these places can be reached now. And with mail-in voting has been around since the Civil War, not the new one, but you know, the old one. So, not the one that's going to happen
tomorrow.
The one
that's coming.
But yeah, the one this weekend kicking off.
much like Woodstock 99, the original was a lot better.
There you go. So, you know, the planes at the old Civil War, you know.
This is something that just
that shit happened too.
I know.
I forgot about the airplanes at the Civil War.
1776, the airplanes that took over the skies, you fucking idiot. So, but that's the thing, is it made sense at one point, but now with technology, with ride sharing, with mail-ins, it doesn't make sense anymore. And it should just simplify the process and just go strictly by the popular vote.
Yeah, it's a better reflection of what the country wants instead of what individual states want.
Because what is it? The last six of the seven Republican presidents, none of them won the popular vote. They only won because of electoral colleges, or the Electoral College.
Yeah.
So
I think
I think,
go ahead.
It just needs to be done away with.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jim.
I feel like what we could do on the show is play a little game called President for a Day. Oh, and God. One of us like pretends that we have won the election, and what would our decrees be? What would our choices be? How would we attempt to kind of move forward out of this fucking flaming quagmire that we are currently stuck in? Dude, our tax from fucking Neverending Story got off light compared to us, because that shit took about maybe 2 minutes. This has been 4 fucking years. This is not funny anymore.
It's been a long, you're right. It is not funny anymore. It has been a long 4 years. And 2020 has been the quickest yet the longest year ever.
For real. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. So we're about to wrap this up. So next week, we're going to give everyone on the show a chance to be president for a day. And so I want you both, and Danny and Bryce, will reach out to them and let them know. So your homework for next week is to figure out your presidential plan to unfuck the country.
Okay. And then
Samantha, you look overwhelmed.
Well, there's a lot to unfuck.
What the rest of us will do, what the rest of us, our job is to poke holes in and or be kind of like the second guessers, or trying to find loopholes or problems with our policies. And then Absolutely. We would have to kind of have to deal with it. And like maybe, I don't know, 2-3 minutes in, it'll just be swearing and people talking over each other. And they'll be like shit on fire. It'll be great. Tune in next week.
It'll be like Congress.
No, you know what? You know what, Jim? Congress should be. I am going to work. I am going to recuse myself because I am going to play moderator. I'm going to come up with some rules to make sure that everyone gets a fair chance to get their plan out before holes are poked in it.
Okay. Do you want to do like a debate each of us represent like our own political group? Like there's the Samantha platform.
We will make it depending on if everyone's here, we will make it a four-way presidential debate. So essentially you're trying to get elected.
So are you going to come up with questions, or are we just going to present like our top three directives? You know what?
I will come up with questions. I will come up with questions. But you all have to come up with a plan. So I will sit down this week and I will come up with questions, but you have to come up with an overall administrative plan that you would implement. And it needs to cover, let's say it needs to cover healthcare. It needs to cover the economy. And let's see, what else can we
I don't jobs? Know how the economy works.
Was that
jobs is essentially economy. Yeah.
And taxes. Equal rights or taxes.
What's your tax plan? And yeah.
Ooh, okay. So, yeah. So I like that.
So the four things you guys need to come up with are healthcare, tax plan, the economy, and civil rights. Not civil.
I feel
rights,
like we should throw education rights in there too.
Well, do you want to maybe tackle education or
maybe that'll be part of the Samantha platform?
Part five, education. Fire Betsy DeVos first thing.
Crucify Betsy. Is that too much?
She's crucifying our education system. So fair play.
Okay, she pretty much
real
is.
Quick. Economy, taxes. What else?
Economy, taxes, healthcare.
Healthcare.
Okay. And education.
And civil rights.
And civil rights.
Oh, I'm scared. But hey, I won't have
You've
a
got
job.
A whole week to come
I won't
up
have
with
a
this.
Job after tomorrow. So
yeah,
whatever.
So you've got plenty of time. Samantha, would you be so kind as to pass this on to Danny and Bryce? I'm sure Bryce will have a fantastic plan.
He probably will. He'll win. I'm just going to call it now.
That ends with everyone getting shot by a gun that shoots knives.
So just to wrap it up, the video that we talked about with Get Your Booty to the Pole that I sent to our group chat, I also posted it in our Facebook. So please go to Facebook, Not Another Podcast. The at handle is Humane Apple Pie. So you can find us there as well. And watch that video because it was hilarious. And I adored that the strippers were coming out. I'm sorry. You know what? Is that a term we don't use anymore?
Stripper?
Yeah, is it
strippers?
Is it now just exotic dancers?
No, it's a term we use.
Well, no, I'm just trying strippers. To be
they know
correct.
Strippers.
So no. Exotic dance. Well,
we
not
don't
all
do
of them
that
strip
on this
though.
Show.
Not all of them strip though. It's so exotic dancers and exotic performers.
In Oregon, they strip.
Well, first the fuck of all, James, you need to check your privilege. A, B, as a former exotic dancer and stripper, I can tell you there is a significant difference. Okay. A stripper is someone that will basically they work at a strip club. Okay. An exotic dancer does out call. They do hand jobs. They do rim jobs. They do hourly type things. They also may do escort type activities.
Oh my
where
gosh.
They give you the girlfriend experience.
Is this our Patreon plea?
I'm just saying that for $1 a month, I'll be willing to give you a girlfriend experience wherein I ignore all your texts. Send passive aggressive messages to you throughout the day, wherein which you may not know if I'm in a good mood or a bad mood, or just I'm just, you know, there's something wrong, but you know, I'm not going to tell you. That's for $1 a month. I mean, that's all you're going to get for $3 a month. I think, is that the next level up? $3 could be whatever. So for $3 a month, you get a little bit better girlfriend experience, right? Maybe I'll send you a Ziggy cartoon or something, you know, or like, hey, saw a cloud that looked like a dog with a swollen testicle. Thought of you today. Something like that. I won't send the picture because, I mean, I got shit to do, people, okay? It isn't all about you, all right? Sometimes I need time for me. $5 level, I'll fucking send you the picture. I'll draw you a fucking picture of the goddamn cloud. I'll find a dog with a swollen testicle. I'll do whatever it takes. Okay, we're broke. It's the bottom of the barrel here. Okay, I ate my shoes the other day. I made a bisque. Okay, that story obviously was about me that I told earlier on. Obviously, was about me, and it wasn't alleged. It was specific and delicious. I'll send you the recipe. $5 for a Patreon. You're supporting this show. You're supporting America. You're supporting the dream that one day a man and a woman, regardless of how they choose to identify, may be judged by the content of their search history and not by the Facebook message that is currently on their page. Fuck, it fell apart at the end. There was solid gold and then it turned into shit. Man, if that isn't a euphemism for life, I don't know what is. Big and loud out. Big and loud. Where'd that come from?
Okay, Jim is now the second member of the show to call out the wrong.
Big and loud. Jesus Christ.
By the way, Jim, for $5, you are an amazing girlfriend.
I mean, better than that's, me. That's $5 a month. Well, I mean, how many dogs do you know? Let's start there.
Like, yeah, four-legged ones, or
that assholes? Silence. That silence.
Yes.
a little column A, a little column B. The four-legged ones are the only good ones.
It's true. They're both like leashes.
Okay, friends. Next week, the first ever Not Another Podcast presidential debate. We will hear from hopefully all four candidates. So this, I think it's going to be interesting.
And like most things.
To see, A, who takes it seriously and who fucks it up.
And like most things on Not Another Podcast, we're well after the fact and probably going to be really inaccurate about all the issues.
Yeah, I was like, I feel like we should have done this weeks ago.
Well, I mean, that's what a prepared show does. That's
blame it on Jim. He came up with it today.
Hey, $6 a month. I swear to God, I will. We'll start putting an actual show together, not just, hey, Jim, talk about creepy people for 45 minutes. I got you. I got you covered.
Best half hour of the show.
Too funny.
Okay, friends, we will talk to you next week. Thank you so much. Bye.
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 Samantha, who is doing the November vlog? And did Danny. Bryce get his in? Oh, so
I don't know. He uploads it. Bryce uploads the stuff to Patreon, so I'm hoping. He had a kid,
so.
Well, that's why he wanted to go first. I gave him the option. I gave him the choice to go first or last.
Depending on how next week goes, I might do Danny a solid and just cut up the episode, and we can enter the presidential debate as the vlog.
Well, Danny still has
Not Another Podcast late term.
No, Danny still has 20 days to do it. So,
well, I will see him on Saturday, so I will ask him about it.
Okay, I'll put it in our chat too.
Okay. You guys, it's been fun. Thank you. I needed today. We'll talk next week.
All right.
Bye guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Love
Bye.
You.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.